Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Radio. This is Allison speaking, and I'm happy you all decided to join me this evening, and I hope you all are doing well. And I gotta tell you, I think I'm coming down with a little bit of a cold, so excuse me this evening. And also, thank goodness that this is radio and not television, because if you could see me, I'm pretty sure that you all would have a pretty good laugh. You know those nose strips they have to open up your nasal passages? Yep, you got it. I'm a thing of beauty right now. I've got one of them on. No strip and all. So now that you've got that visual, let me get right to tonight's show. We've had some really fabulous guests on the show lately. But tonight, you know, we're getting back to that subject of numerology. And I'm going to be discussing what numerology is and what kind of insight it can lend you. And I also want you all to know that the lines are open. I'll be taking your calls and your questions. They're open now, as a matter of fact. And also, if you would like for me to do a reading for you, I'd be happy to do that as well. All I need is your date of birth. There's no lines, no waiting. The lines are open. Let me give you those phone numbers. You can call toll-free from the USA, 877-876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. And you can also call the station direct at 530-876-3222. Like I said, if you've got questions about numerology, you have some comments, we'd love to hear from you. And certainly if you want a reading, hey, that's what I'm here for. Now, moving on. You know, February's coming. You know, it's Valentine's Day coming up. It's the month of love. And I just wanted to, you know, I thought it might be nice to just dedicate a small part of tonight's show to the subject of love. And, you know, quite frankly, no one, I really don't think anyone has a secret formula to what a perfect relationship is. The mystery of love is truly a mystery. And numerology has a lot to say about the compatibility of the numbers when it comes to relationships. Certain numbers blend beautifully with others, and some are directly opposite. And numerology cannot solve that mystery of love, but it can help us understand the person we are in love with. And from that understanding, we can have a better relationship with that person. So it's been my experience that it's really kind of rare when two people are perfectly matched up with their numbers. More often than not, they actually have opposing numbers in their relationship and in their numerology charts. So when you think about it, if you met somebody who was your exact same energy, you'd have the same talents and the same weaknesses, and there really wouldn't be much opportunity to learn a thing from that relationship. And maybe this explains why opposites attract. You also got to understand that all experiences in life teach us, the good ones as well as the bad, and that also includes relationships. Now, some numerologists use the word toxic numbers when discussing compatibility, and eliminating this toxic number will apparently bring you eternal happiness and love. But I got to tell you that no one person is one number. I mean, we're far more complex than that. And I would also suggest to you that you're going to find that perfect relationship when your soul is ready, and anything in the meantime is just getting ready. That's the preparation for the event of finding your soulmate. Everything happens for a reason, my friends, and that includes all those ex-wives, all those ex-husbands, ex-girlfriends and boyfriends out there. Rest assured, they happened in your life for a reason. The best that we can possibly do is to try harder to understand the energy of our lover and accept what makes us different and also respect those differences. And I really feel that numerology is a really great tool to help us in understanding them. So if any of you are out there having some relationship issues, you know, I really do suggest getting a compatibility reading because it's really going to help you sort it out and figure out your mate. But you know what? A little while ago, I heard a beep, so I think somebody's called into the show, so I'm going to take that call. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dina calling.
Dina?
Yes.
Hi, Dina, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very well. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just calling in to see if I would be able to have a quick reading.
I would love to do that. Why don't you give me your date of birth, please?
Okay, my date of birth is December 9th, 1970.
12/9/1970?
Right.
Okay, so we got that right. Okay, hold on. 12/9/1970. Alrighty. And what I will be doing is basically looking at the energy that's found in your date of birth. Certainly your name also holds a lot of other information, but we can be fairly insightful with just this much information.
Okay.
And boy, what I got to tell you here, I mean, you yourself, you know, got a lot of spiritual all around you just in your life path number and also your birthday. I mean, you really are what I would consider to be an empath or someone that's very strongly clairsentient who actually connects to the energy of other people. You can feel, you know, their feelings. You can read their mind, so to speak.
Right.
You definitely, and how strong this is in you. I mean, sometimes you can actually get a headache from sitting next to somebody with a headache. I mean, it can be that strong.
Wow.
So you have a lot of your own psychic abilities that comes in with your life path and certainly with your birthday number.
Okay.
I do think that throughout your life, you know, your higher self really is the type of person who can mediate arguments, who can find the middle road, who can see both sides of a situation, who really comes in being a diplomat of sorts, a peaceful sort of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important for you to have peace and harmony around you.
Correct.
In your life, you know, whether that's in your home or with your relationships or even with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the things with someone with this much, this very intensified energy that you have, and it is very intense, is you have to understand that, you know, in this need and this wanting to have this peace and harmony in your house, you know, sometimes standing up for yourself and what you need can be an issue.
Right.
You know, you're constantly doing the compromises, constantly. You know, keeping people happy in order to keep this peace and harmony around you.
Right.
So you have to remember to hold your own ground sometimes.
Okay, right.
And also, you know, being affected by other people's energy is also something you really need to be aware of as well. If you're around someone who has negative energy, you may not talk to them even. You might just be sitting next to them, but you walk away with it and find sometimes perhaps maybe you're grumpy without, you know, understanding why you're in a bad mood, but it just could be because you're connected to someone's negative energy. So you have to be aware of that. I mean, I don't know if you practice any meditations or...
I don't a lot, and it's something
that I'd
like to, you know, get into a little bit more, but I think it would probably help me if I did.
Right, I do. I really do, like even working with grounding stones and crystals, and definitely the meditation and clearing of your aura is something you really want to pay attention to, and keeping your surroundings as peaceful as possible.
Okay.
You do have a gift. You have the mind of a poet. You have a gift with art, certainly with music and rhythm.
Okay.
But you also are here to be very supportive of those in your life, being supportive of those around you, so you make for a wonderful friend.
Okay.
And you, you know, you're the kind of person that really works well with a group, and, you know, that's a very important thing, that you support others. And I really think a soulmate is important for you as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, romance, loving another. That's a very important thing for you, to connect to someone in that very deep way. And so... you're going to place a lot of emphasis on whoever you're involved with.
Mm-hmm.
You also have energy here that talks about the humanitarian in you,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that there is part of you that wants to help those that are less fortunate, that you are a visionary,
right.
that you are seeking to make the world a better place in some fashion. And more artistic ability comes in here, also more psychic ability and also teaching ability as well.
Okay.
Writing ability comes in with your birthday number.
Okay.
And this unconditional love thing as well, being able to comprehend and understand what that is and implement it into your life, it's really important because, you know, you're so sensitive and so vulnerable because you can be quite emotional,
mm-hmm.
and your feelings get hurt really easily.
Right.
And you may carry around a lot of past hurts with you, maybe where people have disappointed you or, you know, on some fashion,
right.
Caused pain for you. And it's really important for you to let go of that and not carry that baggage along with you in life, especially with this combination of numbers.
Okay.
Now, let's see. The other thing that I feel as though you're in, certainly, gosh, you've got so much spiritual master energy that's coming towards you, at you, around you, and you're going to be in it for the rest of your life, frankly.
Great.
And this is a time of where you actually define your truth,
mm-hmm.
what you believe in. There could be experiences in your life that actually are a catalyst for you to go out there and learn it.
Okay.
And I believe that from what you've learned, you may, on some level, seek to inspire others with that information. You have great potential here to be in the limelight, to actually perhaps teach others what you've learned, to be a spiritual teacher of sorts. Now, this is not necessarily something that is easy for you because you're so empathic. Sometimes people with that kind of psychic ability are shy because they get around too many people. It's almost too hard to be around that many people. But I do think that you have the opportunity to give a message to humanity at some point in the latter years of your life.
Oh, great.
And almost, you know, achieve a certain amount of fame, I have to say. So,
oh, great.
I also feel that, you know, you have a challenge to the five in the latter, your overall challenge in life, but also certainly in your latter years of life. And so you have to be really adaptable and flexible to allow change into your life and not hold on to things too long.
Okay.
You have to keep your mind open. Be able to look at the things in your life that no longer make you happy and allow change, whether it's in relationships, jobs, where you live, even in how you think.
Mm-hmm.
Be flexible and adaptable. And you have to be careful because whenever you've got five challenges, you also have to be careful with your physical body in the sense that you want to practice moderation in all things with the physical body. And that would be, you know, having a little bit of an addictive nature. You might even go overboard and overcompensate on that to the point where you don't touch any of that. Because on some level, you know that that might be a problem for you, but
mm-hmm.
that would be another thing. This year for you, what I will say here is, you know, it's going to require you to focus yourself, to discipline yourself. It's going to require a great deal of hard work on your paying attention to details. This year may feel somewhat limiting to you, but you're actually... It's a very important year for you because whatever you do this year for you, it's really going to pay off down the road in the future. It's going to put you in a better place.
Great.
So this is the year of effort versus reward. You absolutely got to put in the effort this year because it's down the road. It's going to, you know, bring you money and achievement and recognition. So this is your work year. It may feel limited. You may feel frustrated. You may feel as though you don't have enough spare time or on some level, like you're caged in a little bit, but it's so important to really put the nose to the grindstone and not avoid anything this year.
Okay.
But just really get to it because you got some important stuff coming up. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Now, did that all make sense to you, Dina?
It sure did, yes. It was really, really wonderful. You hit a lot of spots, and it sounds really, really great because there's some new things that I'm, you know, feeling to do this year, maybe career or possible moves, so... if I just put in my time, then I'm sure it will be very beneficial.
You've got major expansion coming for you next year. A major expansion. And that's where you're going to be able to make the changes and implement the changes in your life and certainly trade up or trade down or expand what it is you're doing next year. You really will be able to take a risk next year and reach out and definitely you want to make it known, whatever it is that you want to do next year, you make it known that you're out there and you're available. And I really think can see you expanding in many, many ways what you're doing next year, okay?
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Okay, so this year put in the work, next year get ready because it's more fun next year. Trust
that sounds so great.
Okay, well thank you, Dina, for calling into the show.
I appreciate it very much. Do you have anybody else online at the moment?
Not that I'm aware of.
Just wondering if you would mind doing another call. My mom here, so they were just wondering if they had to call back in.
Alrighty. Why don't you give me, I'll do it rather quickly. And, okay. Give me your husband's date of birth, please.
Okay. His birthday is July 2nd, 1969.
July 2nd, 1969, right?
Yep.
Okay. And he's listening?
Yes.
Okay. July 2nd, 1969. How old does that make him exactly, if you don't mind? Don't make me ask.
He's 38.
Thank you. Okay. Wow. Alrighty. Wow. Well, hats off to your husband.
And as a numerologist, when I connect to this energy, and all I'm really basically looking at is the energy that's just found in this date of birth of his. I'm not even looking at his name.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to acknowledge his old soul, and I want to acknowledge his spiritual wisdom, and I also, his pentacles. He has almost all nine pentacles going on here. And I know it probably doesn't mean anything to you, but if you research old numerology books, it would have been Juno Jordan who actually said, specifically stated in her book, that anybody that has all nine pentacles, one can only imagine, you know, the old soul and also the courage to take on that kind of energy. You know, it really does speak highly of him as he came in and what he took on. Now, he's a seven life path, but more importantly, there's a little bit of karma that comes in with him,
okay,
with his life path. And so, you know, it is, he carries the wise old sage Buddha energy. For him, it's not about being enlightened. He's already an enlightened being. He's that way coming in. It's about him remembering what he already knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so this definitely will want to push him in the direction of the spiritual, because it's in that that he can find his truth. However, the sevens are some of the most highly skeptical people on the earth. So quite often, sometimes sevens actually can actually believe in nothing. They can actually go opposite and absolutely, you know, not embrace any religion.
Mm-hmm.
But he certainly has the potential of being a really great spiritual teacher.
Great.
And he knows that he's a spiritual being without anyone. And really, he almost probably feels a little bit different than other people.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very excellent mind. He spends a great deal of time in there.
Yes, he does.
he does need his alone time. It has nothing to do with you. He needs his space. He
right.
needs his quiet time, his meditation time. It's very important to him. It's what helps keep him balanced.
Okay.
And he might do very well with one-on-one, but when a lot of people get around him, he too can get a little freaked out. But from too many people trying to come at him at once, it can almost upset him, upset his apple cart, so to speak, make him a little anxious.
Uh-huh.
Only because he really almost absorbs other people's energy. He almost takes it on to himself. He can be a little bit like a chameleon.
Uh-huh.
Actually begin to act the way somebody else is acting, just being around them. But he is very, very intuitive. He has gut feelings. He has very psychic.
Yep.
This is a very psychic energy here.
Oh, wow.
The 16 is saying that at certain times in his life, you know, in a past life, he was involved in a relationship that very possibly caused another person to lose their life as they knew it, their family. And
no.
So when he comes into this life, he is bringing this lesson with him, and he almost has it written into, he does have it written into his life plan, that he is going to learn about what it was, you know, that he perhaps did not learn in the past lifetime or perhaps caused another. So what I would say for him is there probably has been several times in his life or might be one major time where his whole life has kind of dissolved. It fell apart and he had to start over again.
Mm.
And it may have been the loss of a family of sorts or of dear loved ones or something along those lines. And it
okay.
caused him to actually begin anew. And the whole journey in his life is he really has this ability to learn love of family, love of the importance of family and relationships, but also he has this wonderful path of connecting to the God source in such an incredible way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and his two birthday, that's right up those same lines with your clairsentience, your feeling. He's very empathic. He reads people's feelings. He's got a lot of psychic energy, truly he does.
Oh, wow.
Now, challenges. He has, Dina, remind me, did I tell you you had a five challenge? Did I?
No.
What challenge did I tell you you had? I forget.
I don't remember that you said that.
Okay, maybe I didn't go into your challenge.
No.
I didn't actually use the actual number. Okay. Because he also has a problem early on in life, and hopefully he's getting over this, with the same thing that I told you about, you know, being flexible and adaptable, being open to change, not holding on to things too long when they're no longer serve as highest and greatest good. Sometimes this can go the opposite way, and they actually can make too many changes. And again, the physical body, you know, overindulging or learning moderation with that. Both of you really are very gifted speakers. You have a gift with writing, albeit maybe sometimes hard for you to realize this about yourself, because whenever you have a challenge, it actually means that you are immensely gifted in that area. Now, when I connect to his pentacles, I just know if he had been married prior to the age of 29, there's chances are, you know, I don't know if that marriage would have worked. Usually marriages in the first pinnacle of a nine do not work. He has nine pinnacles right up into the age of 47.
Okay.
This allows him to do humanitarian work, certainly, to reach out and try to make the world a better place, to be a healer, to be a spiritual teacher. It is a very highly spiritual energy that's around him at all times, connecting him to the God source, enlightening him, and certainly his path of enlightening others. But at the same time, there's a lot of lessons about unconditional love and forgiveness in these pentacles. Excuse me. Like I said, I have a little bit of a cold coming up.
So no problem.
And there's a lot of unconditional love and forgiveness that's going on in these pentacles, lessons with relationships, maybe letting go of people in his life. Certainly that's an awful long time to be in that type of energy. Most people don't have three pentacles the same number in a row.
Okay.
And all I can tell him is that after the age of 48, all bets are off, and his life becomes a little bit of a roller coaster, and I can really see him possibly doing public speaking or being out in the public in a major way, writing, publishing, certainly traveling. I mean, he has a lot of travel written into his chart as well here with those nines and these fives.
Okay.
And so I really see that coming up for him, and also expansion with whatever it is he's doing. And he'll have the opportunity after the age of 48 to probably do things he's never had the opportunity to do prior.
Okay.
I would like to see him write a book, frankly.
Wow.
So he's in a 1 year, so I'm thinking that he's, last year he ended things, and this year he's begun something new or has new opportunities. Would that be safe to say?
Yep, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So he needs to understand that he is creating what he's going to be working on for the next 9 years this year. He really wants to grab onto this dream. He really wants to go for it. He wants to manifest this, work on it, take risks, be courageous, be fearless, and go after it because this is his year to begin something new. And so it's a really important year for him.
Wow, sounds wonderful for both of us.
Yeah, okay. So does that make sense for him?
Yeah, definitely. It does, yes. He said thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
That's great. We appreciate you taking taking your time with us.
That's all right. And we're going to do one more. We'll do Mom, is that right?
Yep, that would be wonderful. And her date of birth is January 27th, 1940.
Okay, 1940. January 27th, 1940, okay.
Yep, 1940.
Yep, got it, 1940,
yep.
Right?
Yep, sorry,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right, that's a good one, okay. All righty, we have someone who carries the Cosmic Mother. That's really kind of funny, it's Mom. She has Cosmic Mom energy, and, you know, people that come in with this life path number, which is a six, is saying that they, the love of family, the nurturing of family, the care of family, the connection to the family is very strong, and a lot of duty and responsibility will follow her throughout her life, which she has to use her energy to take care of others. And,
right.
And on many, many levels, her compassion and her love, she is gifted with children, certainly with animals, also has a certain amount of artistic ability, wanting to beautify things. The home itself would be something where she would make that a canvas, so to speak, and be able to create a beautiful home. Gardening and those sort of things all come in with this type of energy. But it's also teacher energy, healer energy. And she also can be very balanced with her energy in the sense that she also can see both sides of a situation, be a very good friend, offer very good advice. The only thing that Mom, I can't see the rest of her chart, so I would be interested to see what that is. But Mom has to be a little bit careful about not trying to fix everybody's problems,
right,
or interfering with other people's, you know, when they have things that they're working through in life. Sometimes Mommy wants to fix it and make it go away,
mm-hmm,
and she can't do that. She has to allow people's lessons to come through. So sometimes when that kind of love energy, they can be somewhat interfering in relationships. But more often than not, they're some of the warmest, most healing people on the planet. Now, I don't know if the divorce ever came into her life, but this particular number would suggest that that's a possibility because it's not always easy for her to bear the burden of being at everyone's disposal and to caring constantly for other people.
Right.
She also has the 27th birthday, which the humanitarian aspects come in here as well, and in that not only does she care about the community and the children and her family, but she also cares about the world, and
mm-hmm,
she cares about on a bigger scale, much more of a visionary, and could use her energy to do charity or things along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Again, teacher energy comes in with that as well, writing energy. I think one of her biggest challenges in life has been the... sometimes it can go one or two ways. It can either be almost putting in so many, you know, being so strict with yourself and putting in this has to be just this way and this has to be this way and I have to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And almost putting in so much structure and rules and regulations around yourself that, you know, you're too serious. You're not enjoying life. You're not lightening up on yourself. You're just, you know, kind
right.
of making yourself be mature and work too hard and,
mm-hmm.
And it's about, you know, taking it easy on yourself. So sometimes when a person has this challenge number that she has, they can either be, you know, put too much work and emphasis on it and also create rules and regulations in their life that really aren't necessary
right.
to the point where they're just almost too serious. Or the other aspect of that is they can actually run around breaking all the rules. It really depends on which way they go with that particular challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that her last pinnacle in life does surround her with love. It does surround her with her family, and all the love that she has given throughout her life will come back to her, and certainly, absolutely, she will know that she's loved. And I don't know if she does healing work, but certainly these pentacles are all about healing and teaching as well, these last two pentacles for her.
Okay. She does, yeah, she's really involved with it. She is really good at it.
Well, good. She's a healer. So, and this year, for her, very high intuition for her. She should really feel that. She should feel that connection and be able to feel that energy and all that. It should be very strong for her this year.
Okay.
As a year, she has to be a little patient. She may have started something last year. This year, she's fine-tuning those plans. She has to learn to step back and wait. The timing isn't right. Whatever she began last year, they've got the memo. They know what she wants. They're working on it, but this is a year of fine-tuning the plans, and next year she'll be able to see it start to grow and flourish. So she just has to hold on there a little bit, okay?
That's very great.
Does that sound right for Mom?
It does, yes, definitely.
Okay.
You hit us all right on the nail.
Well, thank you for sharing your family with me.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time.
You're very welcome.
I hope you feel better really soon.
Well, I'm hoping, I'm manifesting not getting this cold, so I'll let you know tomorrow.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Alison.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I apologize for anybody that was waiting online, trying to get through, wanting a reading or having a question. I know it doesn't seem they're doing three readings in a row, but it just seems such beautiful energy that I could feel over there in that home. So, you know, I wanted to be able to get to all three of them. Okay. Where were we? Okay. As I said, the lines are open. They're open for the duration of the show. And what I'm doing tonight, obviously, is doing readings for people. And I'd be happy to take your call. And I'll give you the numbers, and we have a caller. And I hear you calling, and I'll be right with you. But I want to give the numbers to everyone else. USA, 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And you can also call direct at 530-876-3222. And hi, caller. Who's calling?
Hi. Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm very well. Who is this?
It's Lorae L.
Can you say your name again?
It's Lorae L, spelled L-O-R-R-A-E-L. And that's a name I transformed into.
All righty, then. All right.
Okay, so the numbers are 12, 29, 51.
Okay, 12, 29, 19, 51. Okay, 12, 29, 19, 51. Got it. Okay.
I'm going through huge, huge, huge transformation. It's
okay.
Pretty intense.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, you definitely are. What is your exact age right now, if you don't mind?
Very little sensitive towards that, but I would say I'm a very, very young. I just had my birthday on the 29th, so 56. It's kind of daunting to me because I feel like, Allison, I'm just beginning my life right
now.
Well,
you are. Well, for heaven's sake, ask any 70-year-old, and you are young, sweetheart. Okay, yes,
mm-hmm.
You are beginning your life. Really, maturity begins around 45 or 50. And we don't even begin to use our talents and abilities to their full potential until that time. So please give yourself
you know, and 56 is a very beautiful age. And so, okay, let me tell you about you here for just a little second. Child, I hope you realize that you come on so many levels to inspire the world, to communicate, to, you know, I feel like a messenger here. I have to say that your life path is a three, and I don't know how you feel about or if you've explored your own abilities, but I have to say that three can be the number of the medium or someone who could actually see things, clairvoyant, see things.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of psychic ability that comes in with this number as far as prophetic dreams as well. But really what you are is you have this ability to express yourself and your emotions. And this usually comes across artistically. Quite often, it does definitely say that you're gifted with words, the ability to write them or speak them. Also, you may take that creativity and you may take it off in another direction with painting or something along those lines.
Yeah, I'm an artist, but I haven't been able to exactly just being waking up really to who I am. It's very overwhelming. Art is just I've been doing just the last few years, but I'm not really, I have so many gifts and talents, Alison, I'm not yet manifesting them out in the world. I'm totally a late bloomer because I'm coming out of the blockages that kept me back, and it's pretty incredible. Anyway, I want to let you speak.
Well, you know, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I do want to stress that this is a talent and ability, and also the ability to inspire people with whatever it is that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be very, you have to keep this energy flowing, this creativity flowing. You really need to. Because if you don't, you can actually bottle it up and actually can create depression or sadness in you. And so whenever you feel as though, and I'm feeling that with you, I'm feeling that with your energy, and I'm telling you that no matter what, you paint or do whatever it is that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, you carry with you this inner child
mm-hmm.
energy. However, you've got some challenges that make you very serious and very grown up, but you've got to connect to that inner child. You've got to connect to the joy, to the optimism, because you do carry joy and optimism. You do have this ability.
Yes, I do.
You probably look younger than you actually are.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, and people say this, and this is the three energy. And that's
more than 10 years, really.
Yeah, I hear you, girlfriend, and I know you do. I've seen it in the workshop. I've seen all those three stand up, and they all look so young. God bless them. But that's one of the gifts. Smile. I want you to smile, even when you don't feel like smiling, because you probably light up the room. And I mean that sincerely. Now, your birthday number is a master number. It's a 29,
mm-hmm.
but it's a master number. So, you know, it's heavy duty. That particular energy says on some level you are a messenger that your soul has contracted to, you know, it's a choice, but there is a message that you need to bring through. And this message that you have on some level enlightens humanity or tells us something that we need to know.
Yeah.
So if on some level you feel as like, I'm here to do something, it's important, I just don't know what it is, well, yeah, you've got an 11 in your chart. And you are a messenger. And you have this connection to the spiritual realm.
I do.
It's an
I know.
Open door. And it's you're
I work
up
with
24/7.
Spirit a lot.
Yeah.
What number did you say is 7?
You're hooked up to the spiritual realm 24/7
mm-hmm.
is what I said.
Yes, yes, I am. Yes.
You don't need to dial up through meditation, girl. It's just there for you. Okay? I mean, some people, they got to meditate, do their ohms, and then they finally get there. Not you. It's just bugging you all the time. That's what the master energy is. So you get these thoughts in your head, or you see things, or hear things, or whatever, and they're talking to you. So you have the connection to the spiritual realm because they're giving you guidance, because on some level, they're really trying to help you to get to where you need to be.
Yes.
You really need to listen to, meditate and listen to what it is you're getting. Now, I told you that, you know, you can inspire people. You can actually achieve a certain amount of fame or recognition or be out there in the public. These numbers are the numbers of a star. Do you hear me? This is someone that belongs out there. But your biggest challenge in life is, I don't know, somewhere along the lines, you put on grandma shoes or somewhere along the lines you grew up and you became too serious. And almost too disciplined, perhaps, or I mean, threes are generally very unfocused. They're usually scattered, but maybe you're just too serious about things, and you need to just find the joy, or see the positive in things, or change your perspective, because your challenge is this big heavy-duty four that is opposite of that three. The four is the grown-up, the three is the child. And so your challenge, I mean, you can be disciplined, but you can't take your joy away from yourself. Do you understand?
Right.
You have to balance that. Now, you're in a pinnacle at this time of your life, and I do believe that there's a lot of spiritual illumination going on. There is this possibility in your chart for you to get that message out there. You're defining what is your truth at this time. You have to know, what is my message first before you can give your message, and what teaches you that are the experiences in your life. Sometimes there can be losses that create questioning the spiritual. There can be all kinds of things that kind of push us in that direction. But at this particular time in your life, this enlightenment is going on, this pushing you towards the spiritual, this helping you to define what your message is. But at the same time, you know, you're in a one pentacle, and it wants to make it, your ambition is there. You want to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You want to lead. You want to do these things. And there are obstacles because it's trying to show you how strong you are, what you're capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
maybe have sold yourself short in the past or not realized what you're capable of doing. And so you may be facing a lot of things on your own in this pentacle, meaning without the support of other people.
Oh,
and on
yes,
some level, your self-worth is something you're dealing with. What am I capable of doing? Do I love myself enough? Can I achieve this? You're working on your confidence as well. Confidence is not something that someone can give you.
Right.
Confidence is a choice. You give it to yourself. So this is a lot of what's going on with you. I really see you doing spiritual things later on in life. I really see you deeply involved. This year, I don't know if you have relationships, family issues or things.
Yeah, that Allison, that's you know that I mean it's so tremendous this, but the area of relationships is very, it's not there. It's kind of unusual in that everything of the past is no longer there, and there were and I had a very very long. This would take more of a private. Session.
Sure,
that,
well, we can't get that far into it.
Right, but I just want to know about if that shift, if that frequency may change, because I am basically not saying there are friends, there are people I know, but there are not loved ones, and that includes a partner and a family. And I'm working so much on my own, I'm coming into myself, but
well, that's
I,
the one pinnacle, if you... Think back to what I said. You'll be standing on your own without the help of others. You're working through the energy of this one pinnacle. Does that mean you need to be without a partner? No. But it does mean that before, you really need to be able to stand on your own two feet.
But I've been working in that way. I'd just like mm-hmm. to know if I'm coming closer to a shift to connect, and I want to connect deeply.
I hear your question. Let me answer you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Here's your answer. You're in a six-year. In a six-year, you can meet a person who will commit to you, and it is a much more deeper relationship. Like last year, if you met somebody, it could have been superficial, short-lived, or could have been a lot of fun, but it wasn't anybody you wanted to keep in your life. This year, you can actually meet somebody who will commit to you on a much deeper level. This is the year where you can meet a marriage partner or a permanent partner. So my thing to you is, and also in this year, you may have met somebody last year, and it didn't seem to be going in the right direction. But this could be a year where somebody...
No, there's no energy in this direction, really.
Well, you will get yourself out there. It's January, okay? You've got the whole entire year. You need to continue to get yourself out there, go to social functions,
yes.
Be seen. This is a very good year for you to meet someone. But I'm also going to tell you that you're in a one pentacle. So you need to keep your independence, and you need to work on that self-worth.
Oh, yes.
You have to understand what this pentacle is trying to teach you, and it's trying to teach you how strong you are. And if you do not walk a few miles in your own shoes without somebody there holding your hand, you're not going to realize how strong you are. So it's really kind of important for you to get that under your belt before the relationships come in. You understand?
Yes. Well, that's the path that I've been on. I've been finding that how strong I am. I've been working with my own inner growth. I mean, this is what I spend 24/7 really work doing.
Right.
This
I really say that this year is a very good year for that. So do not lose hope. Just get yourself out there and be very social, because it's a very supportive year for a committed relationship, even marriage. So I would just say hold in, hang in there, okay?
Allison, how do I connect with you? I don't see a number. This is the first time I've listened to your show in a private...
Sure.
My website is visiblebynumbers.com, and also my email address. If you go to the front page of VBS Radio and you look at the listings of the various shows, you'll see Visible by Numbers on Monday nights. And if you click on Visible by Numbers, there's all that information right there. If you want to get a hold of me, my phone number, my email address, and certainly my website, you're welcome to peruse it. So feel free.
Allison, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And so many blessings to you.
Well,
and
thank you.
I could listen to the archives for this. I've never can't.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They have archives. Yes.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, and good luck with that relationship this year. Okay.
Yeah, and all the other stuff that's going on. So
right.
So you
all
do
right.
See that I'm moving forward.
Move forward. You're doing well. You're doing well. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
All righty then. All right. So. All right. I was going to take a break, but I guess I'll skip my break because we only have about 13 or 14 minutes left of the show. For those of you that are just joining us, my name is Allison Bachman, and the show is about numerology. I am a numerologist. I do professional readings, and the lines are open, and I'm very happy to do readings for you if you want to call into the show. I'm not entirely sure. Do we have another caller?
Yes, my name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm good.
And did you want me to do a reading for you, Marie?
Excuse me?
Did you want me to do a reading for you?
I'm listening to the BBS station, and Allison have a free call for customers, so that's the reason I was calling.
Well, fine. Would you like to give me your date of birth?
July 10, 1948.
Did you say July 10th?
Yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right, so I have July 10th, 1948, and what I'll do is I'll do a little reading for you. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
All righty. All right, my dear. Wow.
Yes, Allison.
Okay. Let me tell you this. You have some very intense energy in your chart. I want to tell you that really, much like I was saying to our past caller, that you, very creative individual, the kind of person who could see pictures in their mind, very artistic. You have a gift with inspiring people. You have a gift with words, whether you write them or you speak them. You certainly have a gift with, looking younger than you actually are, probably heal faster than most people. But I have to say, you're very challenged to this energy, and one of your biggest problems in life is maybe not seeing yourself as beautiful as you are, or as charming as you are, or as magnetic as you are. But trust me, you are very gifted communicating to people. It's just you're very challenged to this energy. It's one of your biggest challenges throughout life has been seeing yourself in the light that other people see you. You really are a star. You belong in front of people, talking to them, inspiring them, being a cheerleader. You have the kind of energy that could do theater, stage, writing books, workshops. But also you have, I don't know if you've ever noticed that you maybe get prophetic dreams, that you're very connected to on a psychic level, perhaps even with visions. This is a very strong energy for that mediumship. Your birthday number is also very strong energy. It's talking about someone who's a very, very much a very unique individual that you, you really kind of do things, your way. You keep a clear sense in your own mind. You make up your own mind about things. Strong leadership ability, original ideas, original thoughts. You think outside of the box. Very curious, your energy. If I was to talk about where you are right now, which I would like to go there, I mean, you've been in this pinnacle since the age of 52. It's an 11 pinnacle. I don't know if there's been a loss in your life that opened a new door for you, but quite often this comes in with an 11 pinnacle. And you are really, this is very spiritual energy that is around you at this time. You could be defining your belief system, your God, connecting to that energy.
I would think that the psychic, you know, when they talk about paranormal experiences, strange things, unexplainable things, well, you're very much connected to getting messages from above during this time in your life. Do you relate to that at all, Maria?
I don't know. No, not really.
Not really? Have you ever had the dreams or any experiences that you can't, that would be considered to be coincidences, deja vu?
I can't remember them. That's the problem.
Oh, you can't remember them?
No. I know I have them, but I can't remember them.
Well, you can try journaling. That's something that if you want to try to remember your dreams, you can actually write them down. I know it's kind of hard, but you kind of set the intention before you go to sleep at night that you would like to remember them, and sometimes that's very helpful to remembering things. You're in a 9 year this year, Maria. So what I would say to you this year is that there's a lot of letting go on your part of perhaps there's things in your life that don't make you happy. It can be friendships. It can be relationships. It can be your job. It can be where you live or what you do. Even ideas, you know, old ways of thinking. But this is a year where you're going to sort a lot of that out, and you're going to look at things. And you're going to let go of the past and let go of things in your life that don't, they don't.
That's the reason I'm calling. It's about the crossroad, my job, actually. I want to know if I have to stay there or leave it.
Right.
It's a family business, but problem is around, and I don't want to be a part of it.
Well, what I would say to you is this is the year where you're going to be shown quite clearly if this is something you need to let go of. By the time the year end is done, you're going to make that decision to leave this job. This is a year of endings, Maria, and you're going to end things. And that can very well be your job. And sometimes we don't like to let go of things. We kind of like to know what's going to happen. We don't like change in our lives. But I assure you, by the time this year is said and done, this situation may get to the point of being unbearable for you, or you just had enough, and you will walk away from this by the end of the year if this is making you that unhappy. Because next year, Maria, I see for you begin new beginnings where you're actually going to start something new. And that absolutely can mean a new career, a new job, doing something completely different. And so what you're saying really is in very much alignment with where you are with your personal years in your chart. Okay? What do you do for a living, Maria, if you don't mind my asking?
I do office work, clinical.
Uh-huh.
But I've been a nursing aide before, and I enjoy taking care of people.
Uh-huh. Well, now, do you do anything creative whatsoever, artistic?
Yes, embroidery.
What modeling?
Embroidery.
Embroidery. Oh,
yes.
I bet you they're beautiful. But you do have a lot of artistic ability here. So, and that really will help to keep you, you need to work on things artistic to keep you happy, to keep you joyful.
Yes, that's my hobby.
Right, good. I'm glad to hear that. Because I don't really want to put you in an office when I see these numbers, but I would like to make sure that you're doing something very artistic. I'm still going to stick with your growth spiritually, that path of growing with your understanding of your connection to your God source, very strong in your chart, and I'm still going to stick with that, that as time goes by, that's going to get stronger and stronger for you. Okay, Maria?
Thank you very much, Alyssa.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. So, we probably have time maybe for one more call, but I do want to mention, for those of you that are listening, okay, I publish once a month a newsletter called Visible by Numbers. It arrives in your email every month. And in this email, I will give you your monthly predictions. For each month, there's certain energy that comes in and creates experiences for us. And I certainly, the monthly predictions do come in this email every single month. I also share with you numerology information, books, different things that I've seen, really great websites. And at the beginning of the year, I even go through your personal years for you. So it's a very informative newsletter. I also keep you abreast of any
guests that we might be having on our show, and I'd like to mention people, write it down for next week, because Lisa Williams is going to, herself, is going to be on Visible by Numbers. I, myself, I'm very excited about it. She's just a wonderful medium. She's on next week, February 4th, so write that down. But getting back to the newsletter, if you want to sign up for the newsletter, please email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and just put subscribe in the subject line, and I'll be happy to sign you up for the newsletter. You won't be sorry. Everyone loves the newsletter. They love getting it, if I say so myself. And you could find the information about my email addresses right there on the front page of BBS Radio under Visible by Numbers. I know that we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, I've got about 4 minutes left. What can I do for you?
Well, I was calling about, wanted to talk to you particularly about pinnacles.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to be in a 7 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a lot of challenges, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I seem to start.
Okay. Can you give me your date of birth, Maria? I mean, Lorraine, sorry.
It's, it's August 11th, 1961.
1961? Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, 7 pentacles are not necessarily the easiest vibration to be in, and I will tell you why. And you are in a 7 pentacle, and you also got 0 challenges. Okay, so we got 2 things to discuss here. I would really like to look at your name to see if you have 7 energy in your name somewhere. But 7 pentacles, usually the only people that understand the 7 energy are 7 people or people that have 7 energy, okay? 7 is really wanting you to perhaps take the time to take an inward journey, to take the time to grow in spirit, to grow in your connection, in your beliefs, to take that walk towards being connecting to your God source. It is a time to educate yourself and to seek out knowledge. It can, you may not be feeling as social as you have been in other times of your life. You may actually feel a little bit like withdrawing in a 7 pentacle. And then you may not even feel connected to everyone else, almost as though you're walking around awakened and you have this mission and everybody else is doing their thing, but they're not doing what you're doing. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
So the 7 pentacle, and sometimes in a 7 pentacle, you face your fears, you face everything. And one thing that I am seeing immediately in your child is you have 0 challenges. So you have to understand you're a very old soul. And whenever you have 0 challenges, I know people say a lot of things about 0 challenges, but I'm going to tell you this is what I know from doing numerology charts for as long as I have. When you have a 0 challenge, it means you're an old soul. And if you take the idea that prior to coming into this lifetime, you map out all of your experiences in this, what it is your soul wants to achieve, how you want to raise your vibration, raise your consciousness. Now, when you're an old soul, the universe and God and all of your, everybody that's there that's helping you might say to you, listen, you've got so much on your agenda later on in life that we don't want to give you a specific challenge because you really got a lot that you're going to be working through during this time, and we just really want you to just take that alone on and not anything extra. And so when a person has a 0 challenge, sometimes they can actually maybe not have any extracurricular challenges on tap for that time. But the other side of that coin is you yourself on some level may be choosing to bring in more things into your experience to help you evolve even higher, faster than you know, it not making that choice. So on some level, you might actually be bringing your soul, bringing these things to you, which were additional lessons that you're bringing in your life, which can be why it can seem to be difficult. You understand what I said there?
Yeah, so is there a way to correct it?
Correct it. Well, I think that you have to understand what you're being asked to do, and that is to rest, to meditate, to spend time with your inner self. You have a lot of baggage that comes from the past that you need to release and let go of. You need to start this journey of self-exploration on yourself and who you are. You need to really connect to spiritual philosophy. You need to spend some time talking to all that wonderful guidance that you have because, girl, you've got a great deal of ability to connect to the divine and to receive information. This is a soul journey that you're on in the latter part of your life. Now, you eventually can be a teacher. You can teach during this time, write. You can actually discover some amazing things. But it really is a time of connecting to your divine source that you're in right now. If you want to contact me, I'm sorry, but we're really out of time, and
right.
I really kind of feel like I'm leaving you up in the air. Your chart is complicated. I'm not going to I'm not going to say that it isn't. I would really like to see your full picture. If you want to contact me, email me and give me all your information. I'd be happy to look at your name and maybe pursue this a little bit further with you off the air, okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Elsa.
Well, my goodness, the night has flown. It has flown. It's done. It's over. It's 8:55, and I've got to go. Hey, everybody, I'm telling you, next week, write it down. Lisa Williams is on Visible by Numbers. We're excited to have her. And I really want to thank everybody that called into the show tonight. Thank you so much for calling, and God bless you all. And everyone that was listening, thank you so much for your support. I wish you all nothing but the best. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.